Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's research universities have been collaborating with SCRA, a public nonprofit focused on South Carolina's innovation economy, to identify applied research areas in which we have high-caliber talent, infrastructure, financial resources, and commercial relevance. Two recent grant announcements have resulted from this work, one in the area of medical devices and the other in technology-enabled population health. Christine Dixon-Thiesing is Director of Academic Programs at SCRA in Charleston, where she joins us from now. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So first of all, give us the background on this collaboration that you have been doing with the state's research universities.
Several years ago, SCRA went back to its roots to evaluate how it could better align the services that it provided to its academic stakeholders. The academic institutions within the state are certainly a significant contributor towards the innovation economy in the state. And so with that, SCRA began working with the academic stakeholders to identify programs that would benefit the institutions and increase the economic impact.
And then eventually, two grants were awarded, one involving medical devices. Tell us about that one.
This is a technology that is joint intellectual property between Clemson University and MUSC. It's a surgical device that really highlights the benefits of bringing a clinician together with an engineer. And so this group is working towards developing this technology, de-risking it, and positioning it to be attractive to industry. So we were looking for opportunities that already had some data to support them, but were missing key funding to get over the hump where they could attract follow-on funding. And so with that, we have a very rigorous set of tests that are going to be done with this device that will help attract a commercial partner.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this particular device and how far along it is into possible production?
Sure. This is a surgical device that's used in the oncology setting. Due to confidentiality, that's about all I'm able to explain with regards to the technology itself. But the investigator has achieved proof of concept ex vivo, meaning doing studies outside of humans, and looks to do additional studies now in human samples with some of the funding that we will be providing.
Okay, now let's talk about grant number two, a term, a phrase that I am really not familiar with, technology-enabled population health. What does that mean?
With South Carolina being the unhealthy state that it is, unfortunately, we recognize that there is a need to develop solutions that are scalable and economically feasible for reaching into our rural populations to have an impact on health outcomes. With that, we're looking to bring together researchers across fields, not only those that are clinicians in the field seeing patients, but also IT experts that have the capabilities of actually developing technologies that will address the clinical need.
And I imagine there's confidentiality at play here as well with this second grant. Is there anything that you can tell us about an example of what might be effective there?
Some of them are developing applications that would enable connectivity between clinicians and their patient population, as well as helping to monitor and improve health outcomes through education. One would be Zeroscope, which is a collaboration that came out of the Medical University of South Carolina. This is an organization that has developed an ability for remote sensing and monitoring of patient care in the field.
And what are your expectations from this grant as far as technology and availability?
Some of these technologies have a fairly long development life cycle, so it may be 5 to 6 to 7 years before the medical device, for example, would be in a position to hit the market. However, some of these information systems approaches could be something that would be rolled out as soon as 18 months from now. So it's just an entire spectrum with regards to when it's going to impact the state. And one of the objectives of the collaborations that we're setting up is to attract follow-on funding and build connectivity between the academic institutions. By means of example, I'm currently working on a grant application that would involve both Clemson University and MUSC, but would benefit a multitude of academic institutions across the state.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Christine Dixon-Thiesing is Director of Academic Programs at SCRA in Charleston. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.